Only the Beginning by Broken Bottle Aurora. Author's note. Though I'll be the first to admit I may have gotten some details not quite right, I tried to make this as historically accurate as possible. By the 10th century, Vikings had reached the coasts of Ireland and Britain and were having a huge impact on life there. At this time, Italy was also home to a lot of political upheaval and actual fighting, so cities and regions changed hands very frequently, and it wasn't exactly a peaceful place. Most hypotheses about Roma migration and early history are based on linguistic theory, but findings suggest an Indian origin for Roma. There's no evidence of Roma reaching Southeast Europe until the early 1300s, but I didn't think it was too large a leap for some populations to have made it to Persia by the 900s-1000s. Lastly, the main religion in 900s-1000s Persia was not Islam, but Zoroastrianism, hence the reference to the fire temples. Not trying to make anyone religious here, but I think that kind of experience would be an important cultural touchstone for someone, especially someone who is far from home. In addition, this is loosely based on something I once read about how the founders chose the name for Hogwarts. Thanks for reading this novel, and I hope you enjoy the only slightly longer story. Warning: short mention of anti-magical violence. Only the Beginning. The stars will never be won by little minds. We must be as big as space itself. Robert A. Heinlein. Rowena slid down off the tree stump and onto the cool, packed earth. Leaning back against the tree, she turned her face to the night sky and smiled softly. The smoke from the campfire was thick, but it couldn't hide the sparkling sea of stars. She felt someone settle next to her. The swirl of brightly colored skirts told her exactly who it was.
"Are we still moving in the right direction?" Helga asked.
Rowena shrugged.
"We're still headed the same direction, if that's what you're asking. Whether it's the right one or not, I'm still unsure."
Helga nudged her shoulder.
"Is what the centaurs said bothering you?" "You know I can't stand their double speak," she replied, heaving a sigh. "Leith implied that we're going to find what we're looking for soon, but how can we? We can't even agree on what we want. Godric insists on a tall hill, Salazar wants a body of water, you want a forest, and I need plenty of open space. The right place can't exist unless we agree on a definition for it, and don't even get me started on the school part."
She heard Helga chuckle softly. "I thought a student of the heavens would know that, on rare occasions, all the right stars do align. We'll find a place yet. Have a little faith, Rowena." She'd only believe that when she saw it, so Rowena went back to mentally mapping the stars. The night sky here was quite similar to the one back home, but the experience of stargazing was so different. The air here didn't smell of spice markets and flowers. There were no city walls to climb for a better view. She didn't have her fellow academics beside her, trying to understand how the movement of the heavens could be used to influence their many new magical advancements. No. She'd left the familiarity back home in Persia. Here, she studied alone. As if compelled by Rowena's thoughts, Helga's hand slipped into her own and gave it a gentle squeeze. She wasn't completely alone. Helga had blown into Rowena's life just months before she left Persia. The Romani woman's beautiful heart and zest for life had captivated Rowena, and they became fast friends. When Rowena decided that she had learned all she could in her home city, Helga jumped at the chance to accompany her on her quest to gain and spread knowledge abroad.
"Any news from the heavens?" a teasing voice called.
Rowena sat up and shot Salazar a withering look.
"You know I don't divine anything from the stars. I leave that nonsense to the seers and the centaurs."
The man gave her an impish grin she'd grown to love and hate over the past year. She and Helga first encountered the man in a small village in Gaul when a group of frightened peasants had seen Rowena perform a bit of magic to repair their caravan. They were throwing stones and threatening the witches when, out of nowhere, Salazar appeared.
His silver tongue had soothed and satisfied the gull so easily that Rowena was almost sure magic had been involved. They eventually learned Salazar had left his home in Amalfi due to unrest and invasion by a non-magical army. The invaders brought with them violent anti-magical sentiments, and the witches and wizards of the region had been forced to flee for their lives. Salazar wanted nothing more than a place apart from non-magical society, a haven and fortress in which learning and practicing magic was not only safe, but encouraged. Her eyes flicked over to the man sitting beside Salazar, as they seemed to do quite often lately. Godric, all red hair and recklessness, was the newest addition to the group. The Welshmen had found their party on the coast of Britannia 6 months ago, their caravan under siege by a group of highwaymen. He'd helped them dispatch the bandits with his greatsword and his magical staff, and Rowena had patched him up using her knowledge of medicine. He was quick to share stories of his life as a fighter. While he'd learned magic at a young age, he had also quickly learned that those who practiced magic would have to be protected, sheltered from those who feared it and would seek to destroy it. It was his life's mission to see to that. It had actually been Helga's idea to combine all of their personal objectives. With their wide range of talents and experiences, there was no reason they couldn't establish a place, free of outside danger, where those with the gift could learn and practice magic of all kinds. They all agreed it was a worthy, if lofty, goal. Truthfully, Rowena wasn't sure it could be done, and she'd said as much. But for now, the others had convinced her to go along with their plan to establish the first official school of witchcraft and wizardry.
"Is everything all right, Rowena?"
She blinked twice, and blushed as she realized she'd been staring off into space, right in Godric's direction. The intensity of his blue eyes left her feeling unsteady.
"Yes, of course. I was just doing some calculations in my head."
"If those calculations work in our favor, maybe tomorrow we'll see something other than this godforsaken forest," he said with a chuckle.
"Hey," Helga cried, "I happen to like this forest. Do you know how many different species of plants and animals we've come across just passing through this fortnight?"
"I'm sure you're about to tell us," Rowena said indulgently.
Helga threw her arms wide, her bracelets clicking loudly.
"A lot!"
"Well, the bright side is that you'll probably get the chance to keep counting tomorrow," Godric joked. "I'm beginning to think this forest stretches on forever." "Maybe it's some kind of magical warp," Salazar said, furrowing his dark brows. "There is a very strong magical presence in these woods."
Helga bit her lip.
"But it doesn't feel like a bad thing. I almost feel like the forest is leading us towards something."
"That centaur has filled all your heads with nonsense," Rowena scoffed, tossing her inky braid over her shoulder. "Expecting to find one place that checks off everything on our list is highly unlikely, and that's just the beginning of all the work."
Salazar shook his head at her, the firelight throwing his features into relief.
"How can one who loves the stars think so small? What if everything we're looking for is exactly what we find?"
"But it won't be!"
Godric heaved a deep sigh.
"Hush! There's only one way to find out, and that's to keep looking. Let's rest for tonight and get an early start tomorrow."
"Are you sure about our heading?"
Helga whispered, fidgeting with the ends of her brown hair.
"I was," Rowena muttered under her breath. "Now, not so much."
Over the past few days, the course she'd charted, the same one that the centaur Leith had encouraged them to take, had led them deeper into the forest. The trees here grew denser, allowing little sunlight through to illuminate their path. The magic of this part of the woods reminded her of late summer heat back home, heavy and oppressive. Godric flicked the reins, encouraging their team of horses to pick up the pace.
"A bit afraid of the dark, are we, ladies?"
"No,"
Rowena growled. Helga nodded.
"A bit."
"Nothing wrong with being afraid," Godric assured them, "just as long as you don't let it stop you." "We're certainly not stopping here," Salazar said, darkly.
A few hours later, Helga's head perked up.
Do you feel the magic changing?
The presence of the magic wood had indeed grown lighter, and the late afternoon sun was slanting through the canopy again. Something about it filled her with hope. Perhaps they could do the impossible.
Just a bit further, Rowena said to herself.
Without warning, a large black hog streaked out of the underbrush and stopped directly in the caravan's path. Godric jerked the reins, bringing the caravan to a sudden stop so as not to hit it. The creature was covered in painful-looking growths, and Rowena's heart broke when it gave a loud, mournful squeal. Immediately, she began climbing gingerly over the side of the buggy. She lost her balance for a moment when she stepped down onto the wheel, but she felt a strong hand on her back, supporting her as she slipped to the ground. Rowena carefully approached the injured animal with Godric at her heels, his hand on his sword.
"Shh,"
she whispered to the hog. Now that she was closer, she could feel the dark magic flowing off the creature in waves. It had clearly been cursed, probably by something deeper in the forest. She turned around to get her staff and found her three companions standing right behind her. Helga nodded encouragingly and passed her the staff.
"Thanks," Rowena said with a smile.
She traced numerous looping paths over the top of the hog, murmuring every healing charm and counter-curse she thought might help. After several minutes, the warts had faded into nothingness. As Rowena stopped to wipe her brow, the animal crept closer to her.
"Hello there,"
she whispered, reaching a hand out to stroke its head. Like lightning, the hog snatched her staff in its mouth and took off running.
"Hey, give that back!"
Rowena cried as she took off after it, crashing through the underbrush.
"Get back here!"
Salazar cried after her. She heard him utter a curse in a language she didn't understand as he, Godric, and Helga followed quickly behind her. The four of them chased the hog for nearly 10 minutes. Finally, they caught the creature as it crested a large hill. Before they could approach, it dropped the staff, gave a loud squeal, and ran back into the forest.
"What on earth was that about?"
Rowena asked as she knelt to pick up her staff.
"Who knows?"
Salazar wheezed, his hands on his knees as he tried to catch his breath. Godric slapped the man on the back.
"Nothing like a little action to get the blood pumping."
They all looked to Helga for her input on the situation, but her focus wasn't on them.
"Oh, my,"
she whispered.
"We've done it."
The other three followed her eyes to the land beyond the hill. The short hill sloped gently to the valley floor below, and the forest ended at the edge of an enormous clearing. In the center was a large grassy hill that rose above even their position. It was flanked on one side by a large, seemingly endless lake with a few small islands peppered throughout. The other side was a large, almost empty meadow full of wildflowers practically begging to be explored and catalogued.
"It's perfect," Helga murmured. "We've got my forest."
"And my water,"
Salazar added, his dark eyes twinkling.
"The hill looks like the perfect place for a castle,"
Godric said, as a grin slowly crept across his face.
"And I'm sure it's a great place to study the stars."
Helga nudged her shoulder.
"What do you say, Rowena?"
Rowena surveyed the valley below her. It was certainly a beautiful place. The meadow grasses rippled lazily in the breeze, lending movement to the shadow of the hill. The forest below her seemed far more welcoming than what they were leaving behind, and the lake was a thing of beauty all of its own. Something in the way the blazing sunset was reflected on the water made her think of the fire temple she'd visited as a girl back in Persia. The last thought struck an unexpected chord within her. She hadn't thought of home in ages, without a sense of homesickness and longing, but right now, all she felt was peace. It was odd, but welcome. Though Rowena hadn't known she was looking for a sign to call this new place home, it brought her overwhelming comfort to know she'd been given one. She looked over at her friends' hopeful faces and allowed herself a small smile.
"You know, the hard part has just begun, right? How on earth are we supposed to start a school?"
"I thought you weren't sold on the school part,"
Salazar asked with a smirk.
Rowena shrugged.
I'm not. Though we did manage to find this place, so I'm beginning to think that miracles are possible after all. I'm in. Let's give this a shot. Reach for the stars and whatnot.
Reach for the stars?
Godric threw his arm around her shoulder and gestured to the sky, where myriad constellations were beginning to take shape.
Sweetheart, the stars are only the beginning.